Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, we're going to talk about acceptance. What does it mean to be accepted? It is said that the first motorsports race started after the second car came off the assembly line. My belief is people were wanting their car to be accepted and to be as good as, let's say, Mr. Lee or Richard the King, Petty. Everyone has the effect on someone else's life, and your life is what you make it. And to be accepted is something that we strive for no matter what age or gender. The conversation starts now. Romans 15:7, therefore, accept one another, just as Jesus Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. Genesis 4:7, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Kind of think of this as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome to the program today. Today we're going to talk about acceptance, and what does it mean to be accepted? Why do we strive? When the second car came off the assembly line, why did they strive to see how well this car was compared to that car? You know? We all strive, no matter what age, no matter what gender, no matter kindergartner, We strive to be accepted. I had my 20th year high school reunion. Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you can tell you're getting old because the product that you used to make fun of on TV, the commercials, now you wonder if you actually get that much relief. Let me see here. 24 hours relief, non-drowsy. Well, my stuff normally gives me 10 hours of relief. All day February, clarity in 2 tablets. Nice. I'm drinking that fake artificial paper pulp water. That's orange flavored, but tastes like dog piss. But it's true. I mean, we're getting dash. We're losing our hair, but we're getting hair, and we're getting dreadlocks coming out of our ears. I mean, we're all getting older. It's just a fact of life. But you get people, and I don't mention names, but you get people that it's the same old, no one knows me, no one says hi to me, no one does this, okay? Your life is what you make it. I'm a pretty shy guy. I'm a Neil Perter, and if you don't know what Neil Pert does, like in the morning, he'll get dropped off, and he'll take his motorcycle, and he'll plan out back roads, and he'll plan these back roads, and he'll go into the small towns. He just wants to go to a diner and have breakfast, and get a motel, and sleep just like any other person, and talk to people as a human. That is, not with some guy with his mouth drooling, you're that German guy, Neil Peart, oh my God, no, you know, and just like, you know, like, okay, so what? I'm a radio host. I do catering and cakes. I work in the assisted living community. I'm the Alma King. I'm an author. I'm published. What do you do? I don't jump in with both legs at the same time in my pants. I put my pants on one leg at a time just like everyone else. You know? Talk to me, talk to me. You don't have to drool, you know? But he just wants to be seen. You know, I can actually be more comfortable just going up to a guy that has a Grateful Dead t-shirt at like a concert in the parking lot. Find out what shows you went to and 4 hours later, we're talking before a Rush concert. But it's one of those things that, you know, at the reunion for me, it's just like, okay, well, I have to know you somehow, but I don't know how I know you, and You know, and then I've had the experience in situations where I've gone up to someone and talked to them, and next thing you know, it's like they aren't even there for what I'm there for, you know? I'm like, oops! I thought, nope. And that's after like 20 minutes of talking to them, so then you find me a breakdown, so, you know, who do you have in this or whatever? You know, whatever the case may be, you know? You aren't here for the NECI alumni thing? Oh, sorry. My bad. You know, but we all strive in some way to be accepted. And, you know, and it's just amazing because so many people in this world, you know, like Nick Vecchietti. No arms, no legs, want to know who wipes his butt and picks his nose, that'd be just wonder, you think, the stuff you think about, but look at, how can you be, how can, you can't be worse off than he is, you know, you can't, I'm sorry. But, it's just one of those things that, when you look into where this thing goes and, you know, and being accepted and you sit there and say, man, if he can be happy, what's stopping you? I believe everyone has, you know, your life is what you make it. If you want to go to that reunion and have a great time, anybody there, including myself, would have went up and talked to you and said, hey, who the hell are you and what are you doing? And in my experience, to me anyways, is we may have an issue here because I think it's showing me that I have like, I think it's only a 15-minute show today. And if it is, oh well, that's life. I could have talked to the guy that helped me set this thing up because he only sets it up for 30 minutes, not 15. So we'll find out because it says I got 7 minutes left on the program. And if I do, okay, oh well. But you sit there, and I'll be the first to admit I put people on a pedestal. I'm like, well, why would you want to talk to me? Why would you want to talk to me? But if I give advice to anybody, any age, talk to people. You know, so many people I've met, like, well, why don't you just come up and say hi to me? I'd have talked to you. I'd have hung out with you. I'm like, really? Blackie, she would have talked to me. And I'm like, holy cow. And the more you just communicate with people, the more, I guess, you would want it to continue, you know? And if you would have talked back in high school, I mean, I have some friends that I wasn't friends with in high school, but now I'm great friends with. So, I'm not exactly sure this is an abbreviated version of the program, a 15-minute one, but since I got to work today, oh well. It's just, I just hate when people will, well, you make it what you make it. If you go there and don't jump out and say, hey, whatever, this is who I am, yada, 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 then whose fault is it but yours? I could see if, like, you went up to talk to people and they didn't respond and they snubbed you, then okay, but if you just kind of, you know, I mean, heck, we went to a couple places, and I never go. You know, I only went one night because I told Leslie Miller of Highland Rain, and stuff, I'd see him at 9 Irish Brothers, and so after I was done with that, I was going to stop by the reunion a little bit because it was, like, right down the road, the cactus thing they went to, but I didn't make it because my body shut down, and my foot's been killing me. Fasciitis, or whatever the heck that thing is. I was diagnosed without my left foot, so I'm trying to nip that stuff in the bud, you know, so first time I don't think I stayed for a whole show at 9 Irish Brothers for Highland Rain or anybody. I've always stayed for the whole show and all this stuff, so. But, I mean, I went Friday night, and it was a good time. It's just hard to believe it's 20 years, and it's just weird to think that half the people that came, like, You don't even live, you're in San Diego, you're in Texas, you're in Pennsylvania. You know, Tony Robbins has an old saying, someday you'll laugh at this, why wait, laugh now? And I kind of look at that philosophy. I mean, knowing what I know now, I wish I would have just talked to some people. Because why didn't you talk to me? I would have been, I would have done this, I would have went out with you and hung out, whatever. Okay, and there were people that, because everyone put, like, some certain people on pedestals, and y'all had your cliques. I mean, but, and if you ever heard the song, and I played it for my girl, because, I mean, she listens, but I played that song, because I believe this, and I don't think she gets it yet, but I played the song from Natalie Britt Gold. And if you ever watch that music video, there's a dude that's doing ballerina stuff on the side, and these football players make fun of him. When I was a kid, if that kid would have went over and taken one of those football players and put him in his place, they would have respected him. They wouldn't have made fun of him anymore because, you know, if you ever saw the movie Back to the Future, you know, in that movie, what happened when Biff got hit? You know, when he got, you know, he didn't continue to bully him because he knew he couldn't, you know, it was like, huh, he showed me. But, you know, it's, you need to accept people, no matter what. I mean, there's a guy that was playing football and got hit in the head, and now he's kind of like retarded, but he comes every Sunday. I see him when I'm at work, and there's a grandma, and he is so happy, and he's so vivacious, and so living to life, and I just look at people that don't have that issue, aren't in a wheelchair, don't have problems, and they're not happy. You know, something could have happened 20 years ago, and you can see patterns and lies, at least I do. And you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, well, this is a choice I made. You went this way, I went that way, and now someone wants to blame somebody because, you know, well, when my aunt died, you were never there, but you got all the money and yada, 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 and it's like, stop. You know, so many people, why can't you come together on so many issues? You know, it's like religion, for example. We have more in common with Jesus Christ than we don't, but, oh, well, you're not going to heaven, because not many people know this, but if you want to know how to get to heaven, the only people that really get to heaven are the Mormons. The Mormons are the right religion. So if you want to really get to heaven, you got to be a Mormon. Then the guy over here says, no, it's Protestant. You know, you got to be a WASP. You got to be a what? Anglo-Saxon Protestant. No, it's Methodist. Well, then I'm a Baptist. No, but you need to come together more on what we agree upon than what we disagree upon. Same way with basic anything, you know, with acceptance. You need to just, I got about 90 seconds in the show because I guess I'm going to set this thing up for 15 minutes, but it's a shortened and abbreviated version. But my point with this acceptance is everyone wants to be accepted, whether you're in a wheelchair or whether you're normal. Go up and talk to someone, especially at a reunion, because you never know when that someone might be your best friend. I mean, if it wasn't for me finding Lisa Tunier on a support group, I don't know where I'd be, because I wouldn't have met her and Don, which are a second family, and I wouldn't have met probably the greatest girl in the world, Melissa. And it's just all because I don't care. You are who you are. Your past is your past. You can't, the past doesn't equal the future. You know? Put your past in a Ziploc bag and put it in the closet. You know? What about the future? Be accepted. Because you never know, that person that you talk to may just, you may just be that person's, you have no idea what I'm going through, man. My mom just died, dad, and you're that person. You're there for that person. You don't have to be a counselor that someone needs it, whatever. Well, I got about 10 minutes left on this abbreviated portion of the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And thank you so much. And go Manchester United as they beat the LA Galaxy 7-0. Not that that's a big feat or anything, but God bless you and have a great day. Bye.